It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor. I can't hear myself, Austin. I don't know what's going on there. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Austin, is my button working? Is everything working back there? Can you hear me, Kirk? All right. Now that's a little bit better. Welcome to the show. We've got a good show lined up for you today. Blake Anderson is going to be joining us here in just a little bit on the show. We'll be talking a little bit about what's going on with the All-Stars, as there's a lot going on right now, and we'll be talking to Blake Anderson about that here in just a little bit. Got a pretty good night lined up of action for you tonight. If you haven't heard, the late model dream will conclude tonight. They've got 14 laps in. They've got 86 laps to go, and that will be ran tonight. So if you want to watch that, that's going to be some great action. I've been looking forward to it. I don't know about you, but I have been. So looking forward to that a lot today. Austin, how you doing, bud? You doing all right?
Yeah, doing great.
Yeah. You just sound like you're just a ball of energy today.
That's every day.
What? Let me ask you something about you, Austin. Why are you're just a little low key sometimes? Why is that? Tell me why.
I don't know. I just guess that's probably how I am.
Let's get into this just a little bit further. How often do you go out with your friends and hang out with your friends?
I think this is becoming a weekly conversation for us.
I know it, but I just got to ask
whenever
you.
Whenever I go to the races, that's about
that's
it.
That's it, right? You know? So what do you when you're at home, what do? You just hang out with the fam?
No, I usually do my own, or I've been doing my own thing. I've been working for the race team. With us not racing, it's kind of changed my role in the marketing and sponsorship side of it, so I got to do some other things to take care of our sponsors and, you know, hopefully try and attract new sponsors for next year and get our program better. So spend a lot of time, you know, doing the marketing sponsorship side of things. And
when you say that, are you working towards the marketing side of things for next year, or are you fulfilling your agreement to try to help them out this year?
Well, for the ones we have this year, like our, you know, Primary One, Marmon Keystone, and Weld Racing, and, you know, Champion Oil, Rod
the good
and
ones.
Supply.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Every single one of them we've got to take care of, but, you know, I'm under contract with all of them to meet requirements, and, you know, if I don't fulfill that, you know, and, you know, it's jeopardizes, you know, them coming
the
back next year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just gotta. Even though we're not, you're not racing, it, you know, kind of makes forces me to be creative in ways to get their name out there. So, yeah, just you know, finishing out, you know, our contract for this year, then also getting our, you know, our material ready for next year to try and get some new partners and get our team, you know, even better.
Do you have? I probably know the answer to this question, but do you have a fake motor that you can put in your car and go out and do car shows with? Do you have something that you could put in there to fill up that hole in the frame, and then that way you could go out and do some appearances?
Yes, we have a dummy block. I just got it's not built for sprint cars, but it wouldn't be hard to make it,
dress it up.
Yeah, to dress it up.
Yeah. And it's got to be kind of a tough spot to put you in, doesn't it? I mean, just thinking about that, not only is it frustrating that you don't have a motor and you can't race, but then the commitment that you have for your sponsors and the way you have to go about fulfilling that commitment with them, that's kind of a tough assignment for you, isn't it, bud?
It is, and it'll really test somebody on how much you want it, I guess. It just makes you work in a different way. Now you can, normally most of our content is based around, you know, going to the races, our performances and stuff during the week. And now that we haven't had anything going on since July 20th, it's it's forcing us to show more behind the scenes, content and try and I guess fulfill that requirement without going to the races. So like I said, it's more behind the scenes stuff that's going to start coming out, and you know, I feel like maybe more product and company highlighting to you know, fulfill that void.
Yeah. So what you're trying to do is fulfill your commitment to those sponsors through social media.
Well, that's the biggest one. When I'm going after, you know, companies, that's, you know, I take, you know, great, you know, I guess pride in what we've done on social media. Now, you know, you look at our numbers this year, I think we have maybe, you know, if you compare me to, you know, guys that have a bigger following, it's not equal to them, but, you know, for, you know, where we started and the region and the way we race, you know, I think we have over, maybe about 3,500 to 4,000 new followers throughout all types of social media. So, mm-hmm. You know, I take great pride in you know, growing our fan base and our community and you know, like I said, just helping our sponsors out and getting their name out there and you know, proving to them, you know, that their investment with us is well worth it. And, you know, that's something that we need to continue for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can do is I can just feel for you, bud, because I know how difficult that is, especially as a driver wanting to race, right? Have you got any news, any updates on the motor at all? Nothing?
Yes. So we've had information kind of come to us in pieces. And
how bad was it?
It was actually, we thought we could get away with, you know, maybe
saving some
fixing
parts.
Some things, and our luck was used up at the racetrack, and it didn't carry over to you know, saving some of the stuff out of the engine. So it's gonna need a block, you know, a new set of, you know, pistons and rods and rings and all that.
Are you gonna save the crank?
I think the crank's all right. The cam's hurt. It's gonna need, you know, new pistons. Already said that. New valves. Some upper motor stuff. It's gonna need some head work. And I think there's maybe a new update out for heads anyway, so we'll probably go ahead and get that done, lighten the block. So it's looking at, you know, a pretty penny to fix it. You know, what's nice is the turnaround time shouldn't be too long. You know, actually, I'm really surprised it's not, you know, farther out, you know, into the winter than it is. So, you know, well, I kind of...
Did they tell you when they're going to get it back to you, but any chance?
If everything comes together, I think the lead time on it's like 8 to 10 weeks. So,
wow.
You know, I was really figuring it would be, you know, a handful
next year,
of months.
Maybe.
So,
yeah.
You know, it still shows maybe we could run some, you know, if everything comes together, you know, the right way, we could run, you know, some, you know, mid-March events, do some speed week races maybe down in the south,
right.
Or, you know, in the, you know, whenever some of the series stuff kind of kicks off. But we kind of missed, you know, our season would end around, you know, the first week of October, so we kind of already miss, you know, the last our season, really. I mean, it just you know, didn't really fall in our hands to try and get a race in. But, you know, kind of at least we know that we'll have a piece ready for next year, and, you know, maybe we'll get the race before May like we did this year.
Right. So there's a small glimmer of hope that you might be able to get some races in this year then.
Well, we're working on a program right now to try and run the last race at I-80. It'll be October, like, 1st or 2nd. It's a Saturday. It's the final 360 race at I-80. So if we can get some things to come together, we got something we're going to try and work on, and that'd be the only race we get to run this year. But we made a point to try and run all the I-80 races this year.
Well, you're good there.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just, you know, with the track closing and, you know, the history of the facility and the history of the Kosciuszkis, you know, it's the place I really wanted to race for a long time, and I feel like you kind of owe them, you know, our time for what they did for racing. So we'll miss this. We missed one race, so that was, I think, 2 weeks ago, but we'll try and hit this last one and give them a good car count. For the last 360 race, and then we'll go up there and probably spectate the outlaw race and, you know, watch the doors get, you know, locked up one last time.
Our good friend Tammy, she says, good afternoon from a very soggy day in Pennsylvania. She also says, we feel bad for you, Austin, but it is very important for you to keep a positive attitude. And you've done that, really. I haven't seen you come through that door yet dragging your lip all the way through here. So how hard is it to keep the positive attitude? Is it hard for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's
a little bit of a struggle.
It's a struggle sometimes because, you know, you see, you know, let's say, you know, tomorrow night, we're, you know, ASCS is going to be at Lakeside, you know, which
and
is,
you know,
30 minutes
there,
from our shop. And it's a track that, you know, our family has a lot of history at. So it's frustrating in the fact that we know we could go there and have a top five car or even a top 10 on a bad day. And it's just, you know, we got a lot of supporters here in Kansas City. And it's important that we get to race the races around here and, you know, give them a reason to support us. And, you know, when we're not there, it's tough, but, you know, it also, you know, doing the work in the winter, and having, you know, hope and drive to, you know, attract new partners and keep those partnerships alive is probably what's, you know, saves me from being, you know, frustrated and down, you know, more than I really am. So, it's just kind of look to the future, I guess, and just, you know, get through today and work, you know, even harder tomorrow to get to where you want to be, you know, months down the road.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be frustrating. I know, bud. And listen, if there's anybody out there that would like to be a part of Austin's program, we'd love to encourage you to be a part of that because, listen, he's a small team. They've got a couple cars. They've got one motor. They could use some resources to help them get through. Really what you need the resources to be able to afford a couple motors, right? And have a couple cars race ready. Isn't that the ideal situation for you, Austin?
No, that's the ultimate goal. Yeah. So if we ever have this situation come up in the future that, you know, we aren't sitting out like we are and missing races. So, you know, if that means, you know, we're pretty good on equipment, you know, we're just lacking, you know, the most expensive and the most important role of a race car, and that's the engine. So, you know, if we could secure, you know, a couple extra spares, and maybe some parts and all that, we would have, you know, two cars, if that, you know, ready to go. And so hopefully, yeah, that's like I said, what we're working towards, and hopefully we can get there, you know, here soon and not have to worry about this, you know, for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'd like to see? You know what I really like to see, Austin? And I know this might not be what you want to do, but what I'd love to see happen for you is for you to be able to race up at Knoxville Weekly. Wouldn't you love to be able to do that?
Well, that's where everybody wants to be, and that's where you have, for somebody that's wanting to make a career in sprint car racing, that's where you go to have that happen. It's like moving, if you're a pavement racer, moving to North Carolina.
Right.
You know, it's the sprint car capital of the world. There's a lot of eyes on that place, and there's a lot of opportunity floating around there. Mm-hmm. It might take some time to find that opportunity, but when you find it, it's good. And, you know, it's just, it's a place that can really make your career. And if you can go up there and even run one race, it's better than running nothing, really, because it's just the exposure that comes out of it. So to get to go up there and run a whole year or
that
a couple years
awesome.
At a time, it could really just, you know, change your career and bring a lot of exposure for
Elevate
you.
Elevate your career a little
it,
bit
it
more.
Would. It would. Yeah. It would do everything to benefit it and get you, all, you know, farther down the road than where you already were when you went there.
Yeah, no doubt. Paul says best wishes to Austin, and he also says that I'm pretty excited for Blake Hahn Racing number 52 for the next couple months. Let's go, Blake. Blake's been rolling pretty good here as of lately, I would say. I was pretty happy to see him win the other night with the Racing Boys driving suit on. That was pretty cool. He wins a lot in that fire suit. Did you ever notice that? He wins a lot of races, short track nationals. He He's won a lot of races in that fire suit. Whenever he needs to break his string of bad luck, he pulls out that fire suit, and it seems like he wins with it. Do you have a favorite piece of clothing that you wear, Austin?
No, I only have one suit. Well, I have a couple of suits. I only wear one.
You wear the Racing Boys suit.
I have the Racing Boys suit. Now, I mean, I'm superstitious in some ways. If we start running good, we'll start doing the same thing over and over again. But, no, I usually try to wear, you know, when we go to the races, the same stuff, you know, either, you know, our crew shirts or our sponsor shirts, and hopefully one of those brings me luck. If not, it's, you know, doing something on the way that races that can get me some luck, I guess. But
are you superstitious?
I guess sometimes if we start on a hot streak, I guess, and we're knocking it down, and, you know, it happens a couple times and we do the same things, you know, to every week, then we would be superstitious. I know I went on a hot streak, you know, years ago, and we all wore the same shirts every week until, you know, it finally stopped, and then we had to, you know, start searching for the next superstition, and
the streak ended,
and deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, all I could do is hope for the best for you. Are you looking forward to watching the late model dream conclude tonight? They've got 14 laps down, got 86 laps to go. Are you going to watch it tonight?
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else on either Flow Racing or Dirt Vision. So, you know, it's good. I was kind of curious to see how they would, you know, do this program tonight with them having, you know, almost a full feature left, and all the prelim stuff leading up to the feature was done. So, you know, I believe they're going to come in there and allow the cars that didn't transfer a chance to run a complete show with some bonus money put up at the end of the feature, so we can at least have a good track to run on. It wouldn't be good just to, you know, go out there and run some hot lap sessions, get a track blown off, and go out there and run 86 laps. So
right,
it's good deal that they're going to go out there and have a full show on it. Get the track to work was pretty close, you know, when that race, you know, was rained out a while ago. And give them almost the same scenario from, you know, like I said, when it was rained out. So should be a pretty good race. And then we have the world. It's the world.
Yeah.
This weekend. So I always get those two mixed up. It's like the Diamond Nationals and the Show Me. I don't know which one comes first sometimes.
Yeah.
But,
the Diamond Nationals.
Yeah. It should be a good weekend for late model racing.
Do you think, let me just ask you this question. Do you think that they should run the entire 100 laps over and just scratch the 14 laps they ran, or should they pick it up where they stopped?
Nah, you got to pick up where it stopped. It's, you know,
who
guys.
Who was leading, Kirk? Kirk, I don't know if Kirk knows. I bet money Kirk knows who was leading that race.
Probably Jonathan Davenport.
Was he?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I'll try and find it.
Yeah, I can't remember who was leading that race at the time, but Davenport would be the obvious choice, wouldn't it? Because he was on such a roll at Eldora at that time. Who was leading that race, Kirk? That Eldora race, do you know?
I forgot.
That
Chris Madden.
It was Chris Madden.
Chris Madden, Brandon Overton, Hudson O'Neill.
Where'd you find that at?
Flow Racing.
Hmm.
Chris Ferguson, Tim McCready, Kyle Strickler, Zach Dom. Oh, Carson Ferguson was fourth. Chris Ferguson was eighth. Kyle Bronson and Greg Satterley were your top 10. Jonathan Davenport runs 20th.
Hmm.
20th.
That's almost a little hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember what happened.
What was going on there?
Man, it was so long ago, I don't really remember. Probably just had a bad heat race, didn't time in well, and just was, you know, the deal about that format is you can run third in your heat race, but you're going to start like 18th on back because they have six heat races. The six heat race winners start 1 through 6, and then the six second place finishers start 7 through 12, and then it's actually 13 through 18. So, I mean, if he has to come out of a B, he's going to start behind, you know, those three, that first nine, you know, rows of walking cars.
Right. Yeah, and then they got the World 100 this week. And I don't know if you know this, but in 1971, that race paid $3,000 to win. Guess what it's paying now? $55,000.
It's a pretty good payday.
That's a pretty good payday. Man, those guys are so lucky in late model racing, aren't they?
Well, I think, you know,
they've earned it, though.
They're very lucky. They just, the promoters understand what the drivers need and you know how to you know, track cars and to keep people coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have Blake Anderson join us. He is the voice of the All-Star Circuit of Champions, and he is one of the very best in the industry. Folks, I'm telling you, the more I listen to Blake Anderson, the more he grows on me. He's definitely one of my favorite announcers out there, and he just does a fantastic job. He's going to join us next to our Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. And joining us now on the show is the voice of the Tesno All-Star Circuit of Champions, Blake Anderson. Blake, how you doing, bud?
Oh, just another day in paradise, driving out to Port Royal to get ready for what's going to be, I'm sure, going to be a big weekend at the Juniata County Fair.
Man, oh, man, if I could only be out there for the three nights at Port Royal. This is... Would you agree that Port Royal is one of the best racetracks in the country?
Oh, absolutely. It's a half mile, but it doesn't really race like one because it gets slick and it's fun and they're banging off the fence and you can roll the bottom. It's a neat setting, too, kind of tucked in the mountains. And then you have the county fair off of turn number one with the Ferris wheel and the lights, and it makes for such a neat setting.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, Sharon Nationals, that was some pretty good stuff. Cap Henry picked up that last win. Brent Marks was a winner there as well. Let's step back to the Sharon Nationals a little bit and talk about that. Cap Henry, that was the biggest win of his career, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you look at the box score and you're going to see, oh, Cap led all 35 laps. Man, that was probably boring. And it was quite the opposite of that. He had to fend off several different drivers, and that's another track where I really enjoy because it gets super, super slick, and it's in the driver's hands, and they got to pedal the car a little bit. It's not just hammer down and wide open. You really got to work things, and Cap worked the bottom really well, and he had Justin Peck and gang up on the high side just trying to knock the fence down and certainly stole some T-shirts.
Yeah, no doubt. That was a great race, and, you know, I thought there for a second, I thought Rico was going to win that deal, didn't you?
Yeah, I did too. When he got around Cap and then down the backstretch, actually Cap got into his left rear and pulled the whole front end off the ground, I thought, okay, it's over at this point. Not usually in victory lane, no matter where Rico finishes, he's usually pretty upbeat about things, and that was probably the most dejected I've ever seen Rico in a podium interview. He was certainly down. I think he felt he should have won that race and maybe let one slip away.
You know, you're right. That post-race interview that you did with him, that was about as negative as I've ever seen him. He was really hard on himself after that race, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, usually, like I said, usually he's upbeat and positive. And you're right, Scott. He was pretty down on himself, and I think he took that one pretty hard knowing that he was in the mix to win. But, man, I think that'll make him a little bit stronger, maybe a little bit hungrier this week. The last couple 50s, he's been really tough at Port Royal and just had something happen here or there that maybe cost him a shot at winning.
Yeah, they were really lucky because there at one point, I think Rico and Justin Peck made contact running down the back straightaway, almost topped a wheel. That could have been really bad right there.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot happening in that race that the box score won't tell you, that you have to watch the highlights to see that. I mean, they were bouncing off the wall, bouncing off each other, trying to track Cap Henry down, and Cap had some battles in there. It was one of the more fun races we've had this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then let's talk a little bit about Brent Marks. Is Brent the hottest driver maybe in sprint car racing right now, do you think?
Gotta think so. I mean, you look at what he's done since June off his PA Speed Week championship and the 9 races of PA Speed Week. He was in the top 10 in every single one, and then he goes on to – obviously, that magical weekend at Eldora Speedway in July, and then a strong Knoxville Nationals, and he bounces right back and wins a couple races with the All-Stars the last couple weeks. I mean, they're on it. Their bad nights, I feel like, are second or third place runs right now.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Knoxville. Kerry Madsen led that race early. There was a great three-car battle between the 83 Junior, the 24, and the 7BC car. Those guys were racing it out. But I got to say this, I think Rico might have been a little lucky, because that last lap that he ran when he took the white flag, that was a ragged last lap for Rico.
Very much so. I thought when he got into the fence off of turn number two, I thought, oh, it's over. You know, Carey's going to walk away with this one. Somehow he was able to save it, hold on to the win. But, man, some of those races that Knoxville put on the last month were pretty darn spectacular.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Who do you think – I sit here and I look at the points right now, and I sit here and I look at Tyler Courtney's leading it again. He's got a 140-point lead over Justin Peck. Cap Henry. Listen, I'm starting to become a Cap Henry fan. I didn't know much about Cap Henry before this year. I was kind of locked into my whole ASCS world because that's what I did, right? But now that I'm starting to realize a lot of these 410 drivers, Cap Henry is really a talented guy, isn't he?
He absolutely is, and he really thrives on tracks that get slick, and you got to hit your marks every lap and be precise, and that's where Cap thrives, and just laying down consistent good laps in the slick. And that's a team, I think, Scott, this year has really put themselves on the radar. They're sitting third in owner points. I don't think anybody really figured maybe Lane Racing, if they can get fifth with the All-Stars, would be a mm-hmm. heck of a season, and they've just been consistently running top 10. I mean, just night in, night out. And that's how you, as you know, that's how you do in a points deal, is you just got to be consistent. You got to limit those bad nights, and that's exactly what they've done. And they've won a couple of races at Sharon this year and been very competitive a lot of other places that you wouldn't have expected them to be competitive.
I think if you're going to win the championship with the All-Star Circuit of Champions, that you need to average somewhere around a fifth place. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. Actually, this past offseason, Tim Clawson sent me a text and said, hey, can you run the numbers on the last 8 to 10 championships on what their average finish was with the All-Stars? And that's pretty much where it was. It was like a 4.7 to 5 pretty much was what it took to win an All-Star championship. And, you know, the wins come and go, but if you're running in the top five every night, you're going to be tough to beat when it comes title time.
Yeah, we're visiting with Blake Anderson. He is the voice of the Tesno All-Star Circuit of Champions. I got to step back a little bit and talk a little bit about Parker Price Miller and the bad luck that he had at Knoxville. But the people that have filled in for him have done a great job driving his car. But, man, it's just – he was running so good and has done so well behind the wheel of that car that you hated to see his season end like that, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like, especially the last couple of weeks, and that week particularly, that was probably the best I've seen Parker look all season. Every time they were on the racetrack, they went forward. You started them 10th, they were fighting up into the podium. They were just really, really rolling, and I think Parker's confidence was as high as it's ever been, and that really stunk for him, obviously. I mean, his season's probably over, and just a victim of circumstances. I mean, just wrong place, wrong time. But I think the way you've seen Corey Eliason and Anthony Macri step into that car just shows how strong Sam McGee Motorsports is and what Kevin Osmulski, Sammy McGee, and Jim Bob can do on just getting a driver comfortable right out of the gates. I mean, Eliason was on the podium first night in the car. Macri won a couple nights into the car and was competitive the entire time. Just pretty darn impressive stuff out of a team that is still relatively new to the wing scene. I think this is their fourth season with the wing.
Yeah. Who's going to be driving that car at Port?
Corey Eliason, I believe, is who they're going to put in it this week. And Anthony will be back in the family 39M.
Yeah. You can't blame him for wanting to get back in the 39M car. Right?
No, I mean, the way he's running that thing this year, obviously he doesn't have Jim Shuttlesworth anymore, but the first weekend without Jim, he won right away. So he's proved that maybe he's a pretty darn good wheel, because I think a lot of people were like, he's just got a really good crew chief behind him, and it's Jim. And I'm sure part of it was Jim Shuttlesworth and his knowledge of those Central PA tracks, but Anthony's proven that he's a pretty darn good shoe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Who do you think are some of the guys to really take a look at that could outrun Anthony Macri? Brent Marks has obviously got to be one of those guys, but give me a list of guys that you think that are potential winners this week at Port.
I mean, you mentioned Macri, Brent Marks. I don't think you can ever count Lance DeWeese out there, especially in the 50-lap races. That's where he really shines, is where you got to save up your equipment for a late run. And last year, obviously, the oil blowing all over maybe cost him a win. But Logan Wagner had an incredible run last year and won. And this year, he's been pretty darn solid. He's going to go for his, I believe, fifth straight track title at Port Royal. He's got five or six wins at Port this year. He's been pretty stout there, and I think Logan will protect the turf quite strong. I mean, I think it'd be cool to see Mike Wagner run well there. Logan's dad, who's been fast throughout the season at Port Royal and pretty much primarily just races at Port Royal anymore. The locals will be pretty tough. And then our guys can come in, and I think they've proved this year they can compete about anywhere. Tyler, Justin Peck struggles there, but he's been getting better there every single time. And like I said earlier, Scott, it gets so slick there, especially during Saturday's 50-lap feature, that it's anybody's race. It's hard to nail down a guy that's just, okay, this is the guy to beat.
Yeah. Who do you think is the, out of all the guys that run in the All-Star Circuit of Champions, who do you think is the best technical driver in the series?
It's tough to go against Tyler Courtney. He just, yeah. He's so consistent and so strong at about every track we go to. And then, I mean, Justin Peck, I think, has really improved this year on that aspect, Scott, of being more technical and just being able to work racetracks better rather than just being a guy that's going to get up there and knock a fence down. He's proven that he can win at different racetracks this year and has had an incredible season. He's got 8 All-Star wins and then a local win at the Grove.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to pay $8,000 to win tonight, $10,000 to win tomorrow night, and on the final night, it pays $55,000. That's a pretty big check.
Yeah, that's the Juniata County Fair Board and Steve O'Neill and his promotions gang at Port Royal have really stepped it up, and they've got some great partners there that rise out the field as well, and I feel like every time we get there, we roll in on Thursday or Friday, and she's like, hey, I had another sponsor come in and throw another $5,000 into the purse, so we're going to bump the purse from 10th to 24th. So I don't think the purse from maybe 2nd to 24th is still set in stone yet. We got a cool non-qualifier race that pays $2,000 to win and locks you into next year's 50. So Kyle Moody this year, if he doesn't make the field, is guaranteed a starting spot. So that's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Boy, you're spending a lot of time right now out on the East Coast, aren't you, my friend?
We are. I feel like I made the joke last weekend out there, 2 weeks ago out there, that, man, I'm almost going to be a PA resident by the end of this season here.
Well, your drivers, when I know that, you know, a lot of the other guys that travel out there, they always talk about the PA drivers and the challenge of taking on the PA drivers. Would you consider the drivers in Pennsylvania the best outside of the touring series? And we know who those are.
Yep.
Do you think the guys in Pennsylvania are the best 410 drivers in the country outside of the touring series that we have?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. I mean, they protect their home turf so well. I think California maybe has an argument there, but the 410 scene out there, it's coming back. It's trending in the right direction, which is great to see. So I'll be interested to see that in a couple of years when it gets more established once again, and happy to see it going that way. But PA, I mean, those guys, when you come in, whether you're at Port, Lincoln, Williams Grove, or any of the other tracks there in Central PA, Baps and such, they protect their turf so well, and the fans are there. And they may hate a guy on a local Friday night, but when the All-Stars of the Outlaws roll in, they're all one team, which is always kind of funny to watch.
Yeah. You know, to me, it seems like that the guys that go out there and run, they feel the pressure when they show up in PA. Do you think that the drivers with the All-Stars and the Outlaws, when they roll in there, do you feel like they feel the pressure of the PA guys on them?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel you've got our best crowds are out there, and it's Central Pennsylvania. I mean, it's famed. It's dating back to the 70s and, you know, 60s, 70s. And it's the history out there of places that have been racing 410s for so long and good car counts. And they've got, this goes back to the strong local competitors. It's the toughest tracks. There is pressure there. And when we come in as a series, it's almost kind of like we're marked men, and it's definitely them versus us.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to talk about Justin Peck. He was on quite a roll there. What, he went 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5? I can't remember what it was, but it, he was on a really on a nice run there for a little bit, wasn't he?
He won 3 out of 4, and I guess you could say 3 out of 5, sort of, because we had twin features at Williams Grove
right
that night, and he ran fourth in both of those, and then backed that up the next night with a $7,300 win at Lincoln. So you could say, I guess, 4 out of 6 in a way, 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive run, and they're on it right now. They are on their game.
You know, I didn't know this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, we have a lot of listeners that listen to us from out in the Pennsylvania area, and I did not realize that Danny Dietrich was, a lot of people consider him a heel out there in the East Coast. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, Danny's very vocal, and I think that's part of what it is, and I appreciate it. I'll be honest, Scott. I mean, there are times where I'm, when he's maybe coming at us as a series, and it makes, you know, it gets to me a little bit, but we need guys like that, guys that people can love and hate, you know. We need those personalities in those sports, and Danny's certainly not scared to do it. He is not scared to speak his mind and be that brash, outspoken guy that you need those characters in our sport to keep people coming back.
Yeah. You know, to me, Blake, and I spent 13 years traveling with the ASCS National Sprint Car Tour, and I don't mean any disrespect to the ASCS National Tour right now, but I see a resurgence in 410 racing more than I've seen in many years. It seems like there's an uptick in 410 racing right now. Would you agree with me on that?
Wholeheartedly, and I think a lot of that goes back to the pay. Our races are seeing big increases. I mean, the last couple of years, the All-Stars purse has been substantially increased. You look at the Outlaws, and they're 1,000 to start now. It's just our sport's in a good spot right now, and I think it's probably in the best spot. That I started in sprint cars in 2009 at Knoxville, and I'd say 410-wise, we're probably in the best spot as a whole, 410-wise, that we've been in since I started in sprint cars 14 seasons ago.
Yeah. You've got to feel blessed. Considering where you started at Knoxville, you started doing the sprint cars up there, and then you get this opportunity with Smoke. Tell me what it's like to work for Tony, and I know he's your buddy, right? But just give me a little insight on what it's like to work for Tony Stewart.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I grew up, I always tell him he was my second favorite driver. Sterling Marlin was always my favorite, but it's pretty cool. It was surreal at first, and then I got to know him and got to be a lot closer with him. And the nice thing is he just lets us go to work. I mean, we do the schedule. He gives a blessing on it. We go to work, and when we don't hear from him for a while, it's a good thing. That means that things are going well, and he doesn't have to babysit us all the time and kind of keep a thumb on us, which is nice. And he just lets us do our jobs and has the confidence that we're going to do the job to the best of our ability and represent him well. And I think I'd like to think we're doing that well for him. So that makes me happy. And it's cool to see where our series is now, Scott, compared to where it is when we got the series in 2015. As you know, the All-Stars were hanging on by a thread when he bought the series.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt they were just barely hanging on there. Hey, are you excited to watch the late model dream tonight? They've got 14 laps in. They're going to run the final 86 laps tonight. Are you looking forward to that?
I am. When I get to our Airbnb tonight, I will be watching on two screens. I'll certainly have that on, watching that, see who can take home $128,000. And then it's the first night for the stock cars and the modifieds back home at Boone Speedway with the IMCA Super Nationals, a race I grew up going to my entire life. So my dad will be there, and I'll be watching online. I'm excited to see that. So, man, the dream, though, $128,000 to win, and then what a lead into the World 100.
You know, I didn't know that you were a sheet metal guy.
Yeah, Boone Speedway is the first track I announced at. I grew up going there every Saturday night. My dad grew up in Boone, and the car dealership that was in our family sponsored cars out there from the first season Boone raced in 1967. So, I mean, that at heart is what I am. And I grew up 25 minutes from Knoxville, so we go down to Knoxville occasionally. But Boone Speedway pretty much every Saturday night, Marshalltown on Fridays.
I think the Boone Nationals might be the hardest race to make in all of motorsports. Would you agree with me on that?
It's tough. I mean, it's a lot of luck based on where you draw. I mean, you got to go no matter what. I mean, you look at the modified tonight. You can start you could start 10th in a heat race, and you got to get to like 6th to even, or 7th to even keep racing. You got to win to even lock into that night's qualifying right. A main that only takes the top 10 maybe to Saturday night. So, man, you gotta be on the right spot at the right time, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Blake, we always appreciate you taking the time to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We appreciate you taking the time. We hope that we get to talk to you down the road. And maybe when the season finishes up, we can go back and kind of go over the season a little bit when the season's over. How about that?
Absolutely. I'll join you anytime. I appreciate you having me on, Scott.
All right. Thank you, Blake. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Blake Anderson joining us here on Mostly Motorsports. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports. Again, it's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sports, we're in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back, Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. We appreciate everybody tuning into the show today. Let's go back and let's take a look at what people are saying now. Pete, he's chiming in. He says, Kyle Larson in action tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Sprint Car Challenge Tour. Visit Silver Dollar Speedway for the Pacific Sprint Car Sprint Cup Invitational live on Flow. The only thing on Flow tonight is Eldora and Silver Dollar Speedway tonight. You going to watch either one of those races tonight, Austin?
Yeah, I'll try and catch. Now that I know that Silver Dollar's racing, it'll give us a kind of an idea what to expect for the Gold Cup the rest of this weekend. But
right.
I'll probably bounce between both of them, see what's going on.
Do you have two TVs up there? Or do you watch one on your phone and one on a TV?
No, I just, we got mom and dad usually watch whatever they did. They prefer on the living room TV, and then I'll be in my my computer room with my computer with a race going on, and I just throw my headphones on and just dial into one. At one point I had five races going on one screen, so that was a mess trying to handle all that. But I'll, with two, I'll just switch tabs back and forth and watch.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a pretty – it's going to be kind of cool. We're going to have a guest in studio tomorrow. You know, normally Steve Post joins us on Wednesdays, but he's flying in tonight, and he's going to join us in studio tomorrow. What do you think about that? That's going to be kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen Steve at the races a handful of times back before when I had
– Have you ever officially met him?
Never met him. I think it was – I stood next to him at Lakeside last year. I knew who he was, but this is before I got to actually know Steve, you know, every Wednesday.
Right.
You know, before this deal. But it'll be cool to finally have him in studio. He'll be our second studio guest. Our boy Scotty Cook beat him to that.
Right.
To that honor. So it'll be good to have him in, you know, in town. And it should be a good weekend, you know, have sprint car racing on Thursday. And then, you know, he'll head over and do the Cup stuff. So finally get us an in-studio guest for a change.
Yeah, it's always nice to have somebody in studio with us. Tomorrow on Flow, it's the first night of the World 100 at Eldora, right? And then they got Port Royal tomorrow night. And the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour is going to be at Lakeside Speedway on Flow tomorrow night. Who do you think is going to win out there at Lakeside tomorrow night? You got any vision on that?
No, I'm not sure, you know, if we'll get anybody else to show up. You know, that's kind of an outsider, maybe. I don't know what Nebraska cars or Iowa cars would come down. You know, it's going to be hard to pick against Blake or Matt Covington. You know, they both have been really fast at Lakeside here in the past.
Matt's always fast on big tracks.
He is, yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, one or either of them up in the front. But you can't keep or not keep an eye on Wayne Johnson, even though he's kind of had some bad luck here. He's usually kind of like Donnie Schatz in a way, I guess. He can have a bad night, you know, at the start and always turn it into a decent night with a decent finish at the end. So I think you got to keep your eye on those three right there.
You think Wayne's bounced back from his back injury yet? You think he's fully recovered yet?
No, it'll be, I think with Wayne's age,
it's going to take a while.
It's going to take quite some time, and he's continuously has been racing. So, and, you know, he's the bad deal, I feel like, with ASCS is we go to some tracks that's,
rugged.
Rough, and it's not, it's.
Lakeside's
the majority of the tracks
rough,
are,
though, right?
Are like that, no, but.
It has just, been.
It can be, but it won't be this week. But, you know, he went to a string of tracks that was just not good for him, and and not good for his injury. So, tomorrow night will be better for him. Caney should be all right for Saturday, but you never count out Caney for being rough. And then Lucas Oil will be good. So hopefully he can get to some tracks that's easy on him, and he gets through the night without some pain and maybe not stall out his recovery process.
So the G-forces at Lakeside in a sprint car, because I've never driven a sprint car out there. All I've driven is a pavement car out at I've driven on dirt out there as well. But the G-forces in a sprint car at Lakeside, are they pretty heavy when you get into the corner? Is it put a lot of load on your back?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's not – I don't think it's as bad as Knoxville. Knoxville gets to where – you can't move in the car. You can move a little bit, but with the wind and the speed and like you said, the G-forces, it just sucked down in the seat pretty good. Lakeside has that river dirt, which has a ton of grip when it's heavy, but I think it's going to be kind of slick, so you won't have, a ton of speed and G-force and wind in the car. So, yeah, it's going to have a little bit on them. But it's not going to be too much where it would cause, extreme amount of pain.
Yep. Marie just checked in. She said, "Hi, I just got home from work. How are you all doing?" We're doing great here, Marie. Are you going to port tonight? That's what the question is. Are you going to be going to port tonight? Wouldn't you like to go out there for that 3-day show?
I would go out there for a weekly show.
Just for one show? One race?
All I'm trying to say is I wouldn't turn down an opportunity to go out there for a weekly show. If I can go out there for all 3 nights of the Tuscarora or 50, I would take that in a heartbeat. It's just that place is just one of a kind in its own league, and it would be a bucket list things for a driver and a fan standpoint just to go out there and see a race there.
If it wasn't so late, if you tried to buy a plane ticket today, it'd cost you a fortune to fly out there.
I just should have drove down to Knob Noster today and hopped in the rig with Jennington and just rode out there.
Well, you could have done that if you wanted to. We could have got Todd in here if you wanted to go out there. Jennington's going out there to run.
He is. I just wouldn't appreciate or look forward to the
lack of pay.
No, it's not a pay issue. The drive. I mean, it's what. Over 10 hours out there?
It's 1,000 miles.
Yeah. No thanks.
You know what you do, Austin, when you travel? When you're a passenger in the car, what do?
I set my phone.
You sleep. If you want time to pass by fast, go to sleep and nod out. And next thing you know, you're 3 or 4 hours down the road.
At 3 or 4 hours into a 12-hour trip.
It's not that long, really. I think people think, listen, the part that I didn't enjoy about being out on the road, to be brutally honest with you, I didn't enjoy setting up the equipment for the broadcast and have to make sure everything is going to work right. But the traveling part, driving down the road, I didn't have any problem with that.
It's a 15-hour drive to Port Royal from Kansas City.
15-hour drive.
Yeah, no thanks.
15 hours. Caleb asked, do we have any local drivers that are staying that can take on the ASCS at Lakeside tomorrow? Who would be the one regional guy that could maybe take on the ASCS national guys? I can't think of one, to be honest with you.
I think the only
Jennington, if he was here,
regional car would be Miles Paulus. It's the only I can only put my money on Miles.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. He shows some speed, doesn't he? Miles Paulus, do you think Jack Wagner could get in there and mix it up?
They're not going.
Oh, they're not going?
Nope.
You've heard this already?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes, they're just getting their wing engines are you know, ready for a rebuild, and it's time to save a couple races for the Hockett next week and get their non-wing stuff ready to go.
Yeah. I can't wait to get down to the Hockett next week. Just so you know, my plans are to be down there. I'm going to leave here Wednesday, and I'm going to go down there, and I'm going to do my show from the media room on Thursday, Friday next week. Did I mention that?
I hope they have good internet.
Oh, we'll have good enough internet down there. Yeah.
I can tell you whenever we go down there, it is
awful. You got to have AT&T.
I had AT&T.
You did?
Have them all. I've had them all. I think about every year I go down to Lucas, I have a new phone provider. Or for a couple of years, we have.
Why do you switch so much?
Well, we were with Sprint.
And that's horrible.
Then it switched to T-Mobile. And then Dad's phone's company, I think, is off of AT&T. I think it might be AT&T or T-Mobile. Mm. I feel like we've had them all down there. It's never good.
Well, we've streamed live down there before. Through internet sources, you know. So I think we'll be okay. We'll try anyway. We'll try to make it. We'll have Kirk sitting here just in case, right? Kirk Elliott, will you sit here if I have a problem down? Isn't the best internet down there, Kirk? AT&T. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for tuning into the show today. It's been a good one. We want to thank Blake Anderson for joining us. I also want to say real quickly, today is Jesse Hockett's birthday. Just so you know. I miss Jesse as much as anybody that I've ever known, to be honest with you. Outside of my family, you know, I miss my mom, my grandma more than anybody. But Jesse Hockett was just one of those guys. Kirk and I had a great relationship with him. And it's always tough to talk about the passing of Jesse Hockett. He was such a good guy. He used to do a show right here on this counter back in the day when we were over at the old Sports Radio 810 studio. He'd come in and do the ASCS show with us every day. And he was in with us the night before his passing. And I'll never forget the day that we found out of his passing. It was one of the toughest blows that I've ever taken in my lifetime when it comes to a friend that has passed away. So happy birthday, Lester. Did you know that was his nickname, Lester? Did you know that? We
No.
called him Lester.
Did not know that.
No, yeah. Good guy, man. We miss you, Jesse. All right, thanks for tuning in. For Austin O'Neill, for my partner Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor. We'll see you tomorrow. Steve Post will join us in studio. We hope that you'll join us. Until then, it's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll see you tomorrow.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum and our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.